Going to be reading this morning from Canto 3. Chapter 32, verse number 2. The title of the chapter is Entanglement in Fruitive Activities. Sounds like the topic from last night. And if you remember from yesterday evening, the conversation between Kapila Dev and Devahuti is Kapila Dev's reply to Devahuti's question about how to get free from attachment and entanglement. We need to put some oil on those hinges. How to become free from attachment to materialistic family life. How to become free from that covering. So he's giving his extended, starts in chapter 25, and here we are at chapter 32. It's seven chapters on how to, very extended. And one of the systems of becoming free from illusion is to take you through the anatomy of illusion. It's something like, not the same, but it's something like the approach that Sariputta took when addressing material science. So Prabhupada established the Bhaktivedanta Institute, where he wanted his PhD scientist disciples, some of them, to confront modern science and the underpinning assumptions of materialistic science, modern science, materialistic science, mechanistic science. What are some of the underpinning assumptions? And in the language of science, address them. So I have always had deep appreciation for Sariputta's work. And one of the standard approaches that he took was similar to what Kapila Dev is doing here. He would describe what modern science says about something. And then he would point to some hole and try to see if it would hold water, and it would pour water, and then here's another hole, and here's another hole, and here's another hole. Look at all these holes. Wouldn't it be reasonable to consider a different model? At the very end, after 90% of something, look at all these holes, here's another model to look at. It's what scientists do themselves. It's a little confrontational, but it's not disrespectful confrontational. It's standard confrontational. Here's the model, here's the flaws, so many flaws, here's another model. So conditioned souls are attached to conditional life. That's the program. And it's the problem. I'll just read the last sentence of the... So, Kapila Dev, as I said yesterday, he gives the essence, which is, the solution is sadhusanga. Those who are not attached can give light to your situation, and through, not just be be happy to be in their association. Seek out their association more. Become attached to that association. The very same attachment to the materialistic side, become attached on the sadhu sangha side. And with that means the messages of the sadhu and bringing into the core of one's heart the messages of the sadhu because of that attachment to the sadhu and who the sadhu represents, Krishna. That's the essence of his reply. And then he naturally, this is another teaching method, compare and contrast. Well, what about people that don't do that? Then he describes materialistic life. And then he describes Sankhya philosophy, just like Krishna does in Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna is bewildered because of attachment, at least, you know, apparent, or by Krishna's arrangement, attachment to the conception of the body, and then the conception of those in relation to those things and those persons in relation to this body. And then religious principles being the justification for that attachment. Blocking from his vision the higher principle, the principle upon which all principles rest. Sarva dharmam paritya mami kamshad. Krishna wants this. That trumps everything, whatever the other principles are. A nice example of this, I'll come back to the storyline, but a nice example of this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very patiently and super powerfully brought Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya from a staunch Mayavadi, scholar of hundreds of thousands of sannyasis, impersonalist sannyasis, to become a devotee by exposition on Vedanta Sutra and the Atmarama Shloka, and because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a super scholar. When he heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speak, all of his lifelong, scholarly, prideful attachments to all of the scholarship was just washed away. And he accepted the Lord Chaitanya. Not only was speaking the truth, superior to the other, but he is the personality of Godhead. He got the realization. And Lord Chaitanya smiled and showed his Sadbhuj form. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya practically fainted. The next day, Lord Chaitanya went early to Jagannath's temple, darshan of the deity. He was given by the pujari some mahaprasad. He went straight to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was still in bed, Miss Mangalarti, and gave Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. And while still in bed, the smart Brahmin Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately accepted and ate the mahaprasad. And Lord Chaitanya questioned him, "Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you're a Brahmin. You know the rules. You don't eat before you wash your mouth and bathe and worship your deity and do all your morning rituals, then you take." And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "The scriptures say that the Mahaprasad of the personality of Godhead, even if it's from a distant place and appears to be stale, when it's presented, one should immediately accept because it's the mercy of the Supreme Lord." And this supersedes all of those regulations. Lord Chaitanya smiled. He was just examining Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Did he really accept the position of a Vaishnava? So he understood, he's accepted the position of a Vaishnava. Because the position of what's pleasing to Krishna supersedes all other regulations. So honoring the personality of Godhead and his devotee and his prasad and the message of the personality of Godhead. That's the fruit. And if the fruit isn't there, all the other activities are useless. Shrama eva hi kevalam. Vishvaksena kata ruchi syan mahat sevaya vipra. Punya tirta nishevanat. So, a little later, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is now a devotee. Regarding Lord Chaitanya as the personality of Godhead and his worshipable teacher. Here is this elderly, brilliant scholar looking to now 25-year-old young sannyasi as he's the one who I accept, whatever he says. So, little time later, who should arrive in Puri but two of the very, very intimate associates of Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri is the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. So the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, Ishwarapuri, had two very confidential assistants, Govinda and Kashishwara. Before Ishwarapuri left the world, he wanted these two intimate disciples to have some service carrying out his order. So he sent them to Lord Chaitanya in Puri and said, serve him. And Lord Chaitanya was in a dilemma. He turned to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. You're expert in all the smart rules, and this doesn't seem to be right because two counts. These are my godbrothers, and intimate service by my godbrothers, it's not appropriate. And moreover, they're intimately associated with my spiritual master, intimately serving him, and now to accept service personally from them? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what should I do? And so he's looking to... He knew the answer. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, what you say is true, but superseding all those rules and regulations is the injunction that the order of the spiritual master is very strong and it must be followed in all circumstances. So this trumps all those other considerations. You should, it's the order of your spiritual master to accept their service, you accept their service. So there are so many, it's very difficult if one doesn't have shelter of the personality of Godhead and a clear indication of the desire of the personality of Godhead. What do you do when, on the one hand, but on the other hand, that it gets confusing when there's different principles that are to be balanced, which one is above the other one? And depending upon who you ask, you'll get a different answer. This one, no, that one, no, another one, no, combination of them, no, that way, and your head spinning. So the Vaishnava principle, or the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is Sarva Dharmam Paridyaja, Mame Kam Sharanam Braja. That's the one that upon which all others are dependent. So that's what Kapila Dev, back to third canto, is instructing to Devahuti. Become attached to the personality of Godhead by becoming attached to those who represent the personality of Godhead. Not a new principle, but so to elucidate, he explains what's the consequence if you don't. What does it look like So here's this other model. The model of material existence. So he, you know, lays out the whole Sankhya philosophy, the living entity that desires independent existence that doesn't exist because we're not independent. So you have to create illusion to think you're independent. So the Lord creates illusion. But he has the building block, all the ingredients that describes the unfolding of the elements, and it's very, very complex, but it starts on a principle that